Welcome to the Eat Every Slice podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Eat Every Slice podcast, the show where we talk all things pizza, from classic recipes to creative new takes, just like today's. I'm your host, Zach, and I'm so glad you're here with me. In today's episode, we're diving into a fun, low-carb, and protein-packed twist on everyone's favorite comfort food, canned chicken pizza crust. Whether you're on a keto journey, cutting back on carbs, or just looking to try something new, this recipe is a game changer. So, grab your aprons, and let's get cooking. Step 1, preheat the oven. Alright, first things first, preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. And don't forget to line a baking sheet or pizza stone with parchment paper for easy cleanup. Because who loves scrubbing pans? Not me. Step 2, prepare the chicken mixture. Now, here's the secret to success. Drain that canned chicken like your pizza depends on it, because it does. You want the chicken as dry as possible. Spread it out on a clean dish towel or paper towels, and give it a good pat down. Once that's done, grab a bowl and mix your shredded chicken with one egg, some Parmesan cheese, garlic powder, and a sprinkle of Italian seasoning. Don't forget a pinch of salt and pepper for flavor. Mix it all up until it looks like it's ready to stick together. Step 3, shape the crust. Take your chicken mixture and plop it onto your lined baking sheet. Now, using your hands or a spatula, press it out into the shape of your choice, round, rectangular, heart-shaped if you're feeling fancy. Just keep it about a quarter inch thick for even cooking. Step 4, bake the crust. Slide it into the oven and bake for about 15 to 20 minutes. Keep an eye on it, you're looking for golden edges and a firm center. This step makes the crust sturdy enough to hold all your toppings. Step 5, add your toppings. Here comes the fun part, toppings. Go wild with marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, veggies, or whatever you love on a pizza. Make it yours. Step 6, finish baking. Pop it back in the oven for another 5 to 10 minutes. You want that cheese to be melted, bubbly, and irresistibly gooey. Step 7, cool and serve. Now, patience is key. Let your pizza cool for a minute or two before slicing it up. Then dig in and enjoy your guilt-free, protein-packed masterpiece. And that's it. How easy was that? Your canned chicken pizza crust is done, and you've got a low-carb, high-protein, absolutely delicious base for all your favorite toppings. Perfect for busy weeknights. If you try this recipe, I'd love to hear how it turned out. Tag me on Instagram or drop a comment on the blog at eateveryslice.com. Before we go, I have a small favor to ask. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future pizza goodness. Thanks for hanging out with me on the Eat Every Slice podcast. Until next time, keep those ovens hot and those slices cheesy. See you soon.